USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the killing of the leader of ISIS by U.S. troops is a devastating blow to the terrorist organization.
Baghdadi and the thugs who follow him were responsible for some of the most brutal atrocities of our time.
Talking with reporters at the Pentagon, Esper praised U.S. forces who carried out the raid that ended the leader's life.
I want to thank our brave service members who took part in this daring raid, along with our interagency partners who supported the mission.
During a conference of police chiefs in Chicago on Monday, President Trump says his administration is doing a great job when it comes to combating violent crimes across the United States.
Over the last 2 years, the number of murders in America and America's major cities has dropped by more than 10%.
This was the president's first trip to Chicago as president, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A former House Speaker is launching a new nonprofit. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Paul Ryan says he's launching the nonprofit to focus on issues that were his main legislative priorities when he was in office. Called the American Idea Foundation, he says it will focus on fighting poverty. It will also focus on fostering economic opportunity and promoting what he calls evidence-based reforms in welfare, foster care, and criminal justice. Ryan says the idea of the foundation means that the condition of your birth should not determine the outcome of your life.
A special election is being called to fill the vacant seat that belonged to the late Congressman Elijah Cummings. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan announced a proclamation on Monday for a special election to fill the 7th District Congressional seat in Baltimore. The special primary election is set for February 4th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Despite nearly universal praise for the U.S. troops involved in the raid on Saturday that led to the death of the leader of ISIS, leading congressional Democrats were unhappy that the Trump administration failed to brief them beforehand. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin joins Fox News to discuss President Trump's choice not to tell key Democrats about the Baghdadi raid because he believes they cannot be trusted with such sensitive information.
We do have a tradition in our country, whether you're a Democratic president or a Republican president, of informing what's called the Gang of Eight, you know, the top eight leaders across the House and Senate, when something very big and very sensitive is going on. So I think that the president should have done that in a bipartisan fashion. That said, I understand and was part of different administrations where we were also worried about leaks, but he should have notified just those top eight officials.
And as far as Russia being told what was going on, Slotkin says,
I worked on Middle East policy from the Pentagon and helped work out the flight safety arrangements with the Russians over Syria. And absolutely, for operational security and the safety of the folks who were involved, it made sense to notify on an operational level the Russians, the Syrians, the Turks, obviously the Iraqis since we started from their country. Those are the things that you do to make sure that when you perform a dangerous operation, you don't have mistakes, miscalculation, you know, the Russians not understanding what's going on and firing on a U.S. Aircraft. That would be a horrible outcome.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.